Now let's turn to the economic crisis in Europe. The European Central Bank's governing board met yesterday in Spain, which has the Eurozone's highest unemployment rate. The board members were greeted with jeers from protesters. After months of punishing austerity measures, some Spaniards want a break, perhaps in the form of some economic stimulus from Europe. They didn't get good news from the central bank, as Lauren Freyer reports.
Even the location of the European Central Bank summit here in Barcelona was kept a secret, which tells you something about how officials thought they'd be received here. One in four Spaniards is jobless, and the rate is more than 50% for youth. If central bankers were to stroll the streets here, this is what they'd find. Thousands of demonstrators flooded streets, and so did 8,000 police, some in plain clothes and masks, with helicopters overhead. 18-year-old protester Ángel Juan says he'd like a word with ECB president Mario Draghi.
Many people who are here, their parents haven't got job for many years. Maybe their neighbors aren't living in their house because the bank has taken them out. And I think maybe I will talk to him and I will tell them to stop this madness.
But the ECB offered no new help, keeping interest rates unchanged and saying it's the job of individual governments and not the ECB to boost growth and alleviate the pain of austerity. Draghi even applauded Spain.
I think it's now time to look with, a certain degree of accomplishment, but not complacency, to what has been done.
What has been done is what some here call draconian, $35 billion slashed from the budget in a single year. Health and education fees are up, and labor reform makes it easier for companies to fire workers. So unemployment has risen too. Draghi said such structural reforms are necessary for eventual growth. But some Spaniards fear the medicine may be killing the patient. The problem is there may be no other option, says economist Pedro Videla at IESE Business School.
People are suffering, but the issue is, okay, we don't want more recession. What should we do? Can we spend more money? No, we don't have money.
Calls are mounting across Europe for more growth and fewer budget cuts. This weekend, France may elect a socialist president who wants to renegotiate the EU fiscal treaty to allow more spending in order to boost growth. But Videla says that may not work everywhere. After all, overspending is what got us into this mess in the first place.
Everybody wants to grow. No government will want to say, I don't want growth. It's silly to think that the solution for countries like Spain is to spend more, because then the market will punish the bonds of Spain, increasing the spread, increasing the debt service, increasing the debt of Spain.
As it stands, there's no chance of growth here. Spain's economy is forecast to shrink this year, though the ECB forecasts a very slight recovery in Europe overall. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Barcelona.